a busy restaurant in the Auchan supermarket in the Warsaw suburb of Mysiadło. All those who make food and serve customers here, as well as many supermarket cashiers, are Ukrainians. 23-year-old Natalia comes from the town of Berdychev. Like all her Ukrainian colleagues at the Auchan supermarket, she has an official work permit, is covered by Social Security, and has made her life here for the past 3 years. Natalia explains what brought her to Poland.
I once came to Warsaw to visit a friend who was working here. I realized that in Poland, it only takes a day or two to earn as much as my grandmother gets in a month as an old age pensioner in Ukraine. I'm a dietitian, but I couldn't find a job at home. There are plenty of jobs going here, so you can pick and choose. Wages are higher, while the cost of living is relatively lower, so you can save up and send some money to your parents back home.
Over 1 million Ukrainians have been working in Poland since the mass exodus of Polish workers to the West on EU accession 15 years ago. To fill in the gap, Poland opened its labour market up to the citizens of Ukraine, Georgia and Moldova. Because of language problems, few Georgian and Romanian speakers came. But Ukrainians, whose culture is very similar to Poland's, can now be found everywhere, picking seasonal fruit, working as shop assistants, builders and industrial workers. Poland has also attracted thousands of Ukrainian IT specialists, doctors and those who work for financial and tech corporations. They've helped to fuel the country's economic boom, with a GDP growth which has been among the highest in Europe. But Germany's decision to open up its own labor market to Ukrainians earlier this year is now the number one story on Polish TV business channels. Wages in Germany are 3 or 4 times higher than in Poland, while German HR agencies have long laid plans to entice Ukrainian workers. Krzysztof Inglot is the president of the Polish Personnel Service Agency.
Last year, we estimated that some 250,000 Ukrainian workers would leave Poland for Germany. But based on the latest trends, it could be as many as 500,000, half of those who now work here. This will pose huge problems for the Polish economy. Even those who do stay will expect to be paid more. Germany seems to be going about it the right way. They organize language courses, various forms of job training. They encourage whole families to join the workers. They offer them long-term prospects. In Poland, little has been done to make Ukrainian workers stay permanently. Most just save up and are ready to move on.
So what is Polish business going to do to make up for the growing labor shortages? Grzegorz Szenejko, head of the Optimum Go agency, says that he started looking to Eastern markets for solutions.
Polish HR companies have already started recruiting next door in Belarus, but we're also venturing into Vietnam and India. There are a few workers from these countries in Poland now, but we're making inroads into those markets. Polish wages may be some of the lowest in the EU, but we hope they'll still be attractive to Vietnamese and Indian workers.
But many wonder just how welcoming Polish society is going to be to the new arrivals. Ukrainian workers can communicate with Poles easily and smoothly integrate into Polish society because their language is very similar to Polish. But they have recently been confronted with a rising wave of grassroots xenophobia. Critics say that the country's nationalist government has done nothing to prevent the spread of right-wing extremism. A series of anti-Ukrainian marches has been held, whose slogans played on World War II animosities between the two nations. Some cases of physical violence against Ukrainian immigrants have also been reported. Each Sunday morning, Ukrainians join a religious service in a newly built Orthodox church in the Warsaw suburb of Mysiadło. It incidentally looks like an exact small copy of the Hagia Sophia Church in Istanbul, the center of Eastern Rite Christianity. For now, the church is filled to capacity. But in the coming months, the congregation is likely to shrink. Many will leave for greener pastures in Germany, also leaving Polish nationalism behind. Julian Berner, DW, Warsaw.